The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Good stuff across the board. Go check it out at podcastarena.com. A couple things, and then I want to get to the, as promised, the win totals. But Mike sent me a tweet that Gronkowski's been ruled out of this year's Kentucky Derby due to an infection.
I saw that.
Very disappointed in that, because that's a horse that was going to take a lot of money because of the name. And he had no prayer. So,
that's, well, Gronk's always hurt, so.
Right, makes perfect sense. Yeah, I'm sure. And then, you know, Dustin tweeting about the, you know, the latest person to tweet us about Chris Paul putting his mansion up for sale. Can I just
point out, he was being sarcastic.
Probably. But, yeah, I think for people thinking that means anything, I don't think he realized just how far away the Woodlands was when he bought that place.
Maybe
when he moved
so.
There. That... You know, working downtown and commuting from the Woodlands gets old fast. So, especially when you can get a nice mansion over in Missouri City or someplace like that that's a lot closer. So, I wouldn't quite go there with it. 713-780-ESPN. Man, this is I hate to speculate on things, but this van that ran on the sidewalk in Toronto, 9 people dead, 16 injured.
Yeesh.
That's almost got to be intentional, right? I mean,
I would guess.
Pretty hard to have an accident and get that many people, unless you're just completely messed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's awful. So, all right. I mentioned this earlier in the show, but there are websites that already have win totals out for the NFL that you can actually bet.
All right.
So, let's start with a few. New England Patriots, 11.5.
I'll go under.
Over is minus 140. Under is plus 100. I'm with you. I'm going to take the plus 100.
Yeah, I think 11 seems about right. And it sucks because it's hard to say, well, the Patriots, there's
it's
no way they're going to
win
12 games. But if I had to choose one, I'd be under.
Especially since I'm getting even money.
Yeah.
The Eagles, 10.5. It's a pretty good number, actually.
A good number.
Because I think they're going to be 10 or 11.
Yeah. If I gunned ahead, I would say under. I'll just say maybe the rest of their division's got to be a little better than they were last year.
Pittsburgh, 10.5. Under is minus 140. I think I might lean there. I feel like a 10-win team to me.
I think I'm under as well.
Packers, 10. Plus 120 for over, minus 160 for under.
I'll go over.
I'm going to go under. I don't think they get the 10 wins. And
if Rodgers is healthy, I think they win 10.
If Rodgers is healthy, I still think that the division's, you know, not necessarily theirs for the taking, which it has been in the past.
Yeah.
So I think there's a good chance that's a push, by the way.
Yeah.
I think 10 win. It might be 10-6. But if he does get hurt, I feel really good about the under. Rams, 9.5.
Give me over.
I'm kind of with you. I think I don't think that was a fluke last year.
The Rams won the division this year.
I think they're better than they were last year. And, yeah, I feel – and plus 105 for over 9.5. I think they can get 10 wins. Minnesota, 9.5.
That's a tough one. I think I'll go over.
Yeah, I will too. Over's minus 110.
I don't feel strong about that one.
No, it's not one I would bet. Saints, 9.5.
Under.
Yeah, give me the under. Falcons, 9.
probably about the number.
I think that's they're probably a 9-7
team. Is there more value on one side or the other?
+100 is the under, -140 on the over.
I'll take under then.
Yeah, me too. Panthers are also 9.
Under.
140. -140 is your number.
I don't like any of the teams in the NFC South this year.
I don't, but somebody's got to win 9
somebody's
games,
got
right?
To, but yeah, I'm not crazy about any of them.
The Dallas Cowboys, 9. Over is -155, under +115.
I'll go over.
Yeah, I kind of will too, but I couldn't eat -155. Kansas City Chiefs, 9.
Under.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go under. As much as I was praising the pick of Pat Mahomes, I need to see it first, right? And plus, they've gotten rid of a lot of players. I don't know that they're better this year. San Francisco 49ers. Amazingly enough, 9 is their total.
Oh, I've got to go under. I think the 49ers would be way better, but that's still a pretty tough division. I mean,
yeah, you still look. And still, Seattle's not dead. The Rams are very good, and I think the Niners are going to be much much better this year than they were last year. I don't think they're the same team that was 6-0 to finish the season either. So, and right there at 9, the Seahawks.
Which side has more value?
Over. 115.
Give me the over.
Yeah, me too. Okay, here's one I don't even have to ask you. Baltimore, 8.5.
I'll go over.
+120.
It's +2? Yeah, I'll take over for sure.
Yeah, I knew
then.
You would. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 8.5. Over is -150, under +110.
I was going to say over, but there's just no value. I mean, if I had to pick, I guess it'd be over.
Your Houston Texans, 8.5.
And God, that's tough.
Under is -105. I just feel like there's your value. I mean, I because if you're betting under, you're betting Watson getting hurt.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or you're betting a Watson regression. I think I'd have to go under.
Detroit, 8.
God, that's such a tough division.
But I think they're an 8-win type team.
I kind of do too. I'm going to go over.
+110. Chargers, 8.
I'll go under.
+110 on that. Raiders, 8.
I'll go over.
-245, by the way. I'll go the other way. Take the +175.
Yeah, I might take that too at that. That's
Tennessee, 7.5.
Over.
-160. Cincinnati, 7.
Under.
+115. Denver, 7.
Under.
+175.
I know.
Starting to like that. You're against Case Keenum. You're a Keenum hater. Dolphins, 7.
Don't start that. Dolphins, 7. Under.
-150.
Damn it.
Redskins, 7.
Under.
-115. Cardinals, 6.5.
God, I can't make this decision, so I'll see if they get a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know what the coaching staff's going to be like.
Yeah,
they don't have Arians anymore.
I'm going to say incomplete on that. I'm not ready.
Yeah, I'll have to see how they draft. The Buffalo Bills, 6.5.
Give me over.
Yeah, I'll take over on that, too, -125. That might be an actual bet for me. Bears, 6.5.
I think give me over on, that division again.
Yeah, but I mean, 7-9 is not impossible
not
for
crazy,
that team.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team. They're really not. And you get a second year at Trubisky, I'll take the over.
Where's the value?
The value's in the under at -110.
Oh.
-130 for the over. It's close enough.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
Tampa Bay, 6.5, a team I picked to go to the playoffs last year.
Give me under.
-110. The Giants, 6.
Over.
+110. The Indianapolis Colts, 5.5.
Over.
Yeah, the problem is over.
I mean, it's just like the Texans. If you if you take the under, you're betting that Andrew Luck gets hurt.
See,
and by the way, the Colts have a good backup quarterback.
But that was the one team that I looked at that I wanted to bet. But do you know what the over is? -300.
Yeah,
because I saw
just
that.
Make it 6 and give me some better value.
Yeah, because I think they're going to win 7 games. Even if there's no Andrew Luck, I think they win 7.
I do too. And if they do have Andrew Luck, I think they'll win the division.
Jets, 5.
Under.
+100. Browns, 4.5.
God, is there value on the over?
They're both -120. So I'd probably lean over there.
I'll go over.
I think they can win five games, can't they?
I think they can.
All right, there you go.
They're the lowest, the Browns. Poor Browns. No respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if they blow this draft, GM's going to be looking for a new gig. My computer career may have to help him out. Listen, if you have been working in a job where you're not making enough money, or you're not happy with your lifestyle, like Jacob, who was a mechanic, stressed out, working 60 hours a week. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. That could be you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You don't need computer experience or training. It doesn't matter. They'll help you start an IT career. It's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, they're going to help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Clayton, clearly a Saints fan. WTF under on the Saints. 9.5 is a big number. You know how many times they've gone over 9 wins the last 6 years? Twice. It means 4 times they've gone 7-9. So, yeah.
And they've got a quarterback who's like 800 years old. It's eventually going to fall off.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Real quickly, for hockey players tonight, I like Washington to close out Columbus. Columbus started off that series looking really good, and Caps have gotten it together. Get a nice plus number on them. Not for much, but that's one play. And I think Boston eliminates my Leafs tonight.
That's
the fan in me, so I'd stay away from that one. Plus, Boston's minus 125, but I will play a little bit on Washington tonight. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Didn't the Saints just lose Snead? Yeah, but they signed the kid from the Bears. I think that's more of just sort of a trading out thing, but do you think Breeze is going to stay healthy at this age, too? I mean, he's been remarkably durable, but I just think there's a lot of things that worry me about the Saints, and especially Breeze's age. And do you think Kamara's going to have the same kind of year he had last year?
I don't know if he's going to stay healthy for a whole year.
But, I mean, I think their range is 7 wins to 11 wins.
Yeah.
Which is what it's been for
forever.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And so a couple of things I wanted to get to. Did you see the Adrian Broner post-fight meltdown the other night?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. I'm so done with Adrian Broner. I don't care about him.
I don't either, but I don't know what the hell he was doing. He's talking about Mexicans and
he's
just all over the place, man. But he's cussing people out. It's kind of like, okay, dude, what the hell? Did you see, by the way, a little TV news for you?
Oh, give me some.
Did you see who has signed on for season 3 of Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown?
I don't know who.
No,
the same group that was already there, plus there's new people
coming. Oh, okay. So say if they have it without Millie Bobby, they can't have it.
Jake Busey is joining the cast.
Okay.
And Carrie Elwes.
Who's that?
Dude, Cary Elwes, we threw this last week. He was Wesley in Princess Bride. Dude's been in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he was like a huge star in the 80s.
I don't know his name, though. He's got to get a better name.
Jason says, why would Saints fans worry about Breeze? They have Tom Savage as their backup. They're set.
That's true. Yeah.
So,
you know Millie Bobby's going to make $3 million?
She should.
For season three.
No one would watch that show without her.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to make... How old is she? Like 14, 15?
Yeah, she's like 14.
She's going to make, I think, $350,000 per episode, and I think there's about 9.
Dude, have you heard her like on red carpets?
No.
That chick's got it together.
Oh, like, does she?
When you hear her talk, you'd think she's 25. Like she's a grown-up in a kid body.
Yeah, and every other kid on there, I think, is going to get like $250,000.
Oh, they're lucky to get that. Oh. Millie Bobby's carrying those kids. Those kids can't act. Millie Bobby's a star.
Well, she barely talks in that thing.
That's true. For as little talking
who's
as she
the
does.
Star?
She is the star.
She's the star. She doesn't need to talk. Are you crazy? That fat kid talks all the time. I don't even know his name.
Yeah, you know,
Dustin?
No, what's the actor's name?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea. That's what
he looks like a Sam something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the creatures are the star of that show.
No, Millie Bobby's the star. Yeah. She's the most powerful.
Well.
Gets that nose bleeding.
That's another one that I'm not all that gung-ho for season three. I mean, I thought it was the first year was really cute. The second year was like, okay, you did the same story. Basically, I don't know where you go with it from here.
Lamont says, I'm trying to figure out where AJ's been hearing draft talk 6 weeks ago. Lance and I were just discussing that there's been hardly any draft talk in this town. I don't listen to the local radio. I'm like, if I listen to it to any talk, it's national talk. And or watch it on television. That's where I'm hearing it. I don't hear much at all about in this city about the draft. I haven't heard almost anything. And in fact, but I will say this, Lamont, for 6 weeks, people have been trying to get us to talk about the draft and we've had to avoid it. What are we going to say? Well, maybe the Texans, maybe we'll pick somebody on Saturday. What's the conversation to be had there?
No, they'll move into to the second round. They'll use next year's pick. I've called that. That's a fact.
Called your shot.
That's not even fake news. That's a fact. It's going to happen. It's going to be tremendous. They're going to make the best move to get the best player. It's going to be awesome. At least I think they're going to do that. We'll see. But I just hope they get a good running back in that third round. That's the one position where they could get somebody who might have an impact. Because Foreman was playing... He showed an impact last year before he got hurt. You could get that kind of guy. I don't think your offensive lineman is going to...
You're not going to get a good offensive lineman on day two. A tackle.
He might eventually be a starter for you, but if you're expecting you're expecting a guy to come in and be ready week one, I think that's a lot to ask.
You got
to
get... There's not very many of those guys in any draft.
It's not impossible, but boy, your odds are less than 4%, I would say. To get a starting tackle in the third round or even late second. But, this is a new day, AJ.
It's a new day.
This is no longer the Rick Smith third round.
That's right.
This is a Brian Gain / Bill O'Brien third round.
Man, I'll say this. I don't know where Kerryon Johnson is going to go.
Oh, I would take him in a heartbeat.
I don't know where Ronald Jones is going to go. But these running backs that I think are just as good. I mean, do I think they're Saquon Barkley? Probably not. But to me, a guy like Kerryon Johnson, specifically, this is a guy who, to me, is just as good. He's just as good as most running backs you'll get in the first day. I mean, if you can get him in round three, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, I was hoping that Sony Michel would be a guy who would last, but he's going to go too high.
He might be the second. Well, him or Geis, I don't know who will be the second.
I think
Geis
will probably go second, but I'll tell you right now, and I love Geis, but if I'm a team and I'm drafting, I would take Michel over Geis. I think he's going to have a better NFL career. You heard it here
I wouldn't
first.
Argue it.
Heard it here first.
I'll say this. I like both those Georgia running backs. You know, it's the one thing I'll say about Michelle is he didn't get the workload in college that a lot of these other guys get. To me, that's a little bit appealing.
Well,
because running backs, they break down so easy now, and this guy's got more tread on the tires that part of him is very appealing because he's not beat up. He's not worn down.
No, and I mean, and every time he played, he was a difference maker, and he was able to compete against the Alabamas. I like him a lot. I always thought he looked better than Chubb did, and there's nothing wrong with Chubb.
He's a pretty damn good player.
He's all right. He's all right. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we'll have a short little interview when we come back from break here. Talk a little bit about the MS-150, which is this weekend. And, yeah, you got to tell the people about
Tri-Eagle Energy. That's right, guys. They're a born and raised in Texas company. They're talking. They want to treat you right. As a customer, they're trying to treat their customers right. There's a lot of energy providers out there, and they're always throwing different offers at you. They'll say free weekends, free days, cash bonus. And you may have fallen for one of those deals. And months later, you find out that now you're paying a higher rate or they've thrown some additional fees onto your bill. Not Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. It's PUCT license number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, I think it's pretty well documented that I like to have a drink every now and then. In fact, some of my exploits are the matters of Blitz lore. Well, guess what? Once you get to a certain age, even just a few drinks makes you feel less than 100% the next day. And I'm a busy guy, so I kind of need to be on my A game. Well, that's why I use Thrive Plus, and very excited to have them come on board because, Blitzers, this is right up your alley. And you might have seen them on Shark Tank, but I don't drink anymore without Thrive Plus. It's designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects, make you feel better the next day. And it basically works primarily by giving your liver the enzymes it needs to break down alcohol. But basically, you just take 3 capsules after your last beverage or before going to bed. It's that simple. And at $3 a dose, it's a no-brainer. And, of course, I know what you're thinking. Does this work? Yeah, trust me. I've already tried it several times, and I had some of my friends try it this weekend. They all said the same thing. It's like, dude, we can't drink without this anymore. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked. To order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. And they're based right here in Houston, too. That's the best part. So if you order before 4 p.m. any day, it's going to be delivered on your doorstep the next day just in time for those drinks you were planning on later. So if you're planning on going out Thursday night and having a little, you know, a little steak night somewhere, go ahead and get ordered tomorrow. You're going to have them ready to go. Order now, DecideThrive.com. Very excited to have these guys on board. This is something that I am definitely using, and I think you will appreciate it as well. DecideThrive.com.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and our guest today will be riding in the BP MS-150 this weekend, which a lot of our listeners will be doing. Phil Luongo joins us. And Phil, I know this is personal for you to do this, and this is such a cool thing, such a cool event to raise money, but this is personal for you. For a lot of reasons.
Yeah, this ride, it's something I've been doing ever since I moved down to Houston. My entire family has been affected by MS. My father has been diagnosed since before I was born. And it's just something that's always been in my life. And the irony of this ride is I'm from New York, and there wasn't much conversation around multiple sclerosis. There wasn't many people didn't know about it. Coming down to Houston, I got hired on by BP. Career I really wanted to start, and that same weekend was the first BP MS-150 that I was in town for. So I rode in that, and I've been riding ever since.
How cool is it that a company like that is involved with something like this and got it off the ground and continues to support it year after year?
Right. So that's the thing. Everyone knows about the ride. Everyone knows about multiple sclerosis. The awareness is there. And I think a huge part of that has to do with BP sponsoring the ride and making it what it is today. And the magnitude of the whole event is so great.
One of the cool things about it is it's a ride that a lot of skill levels can handle. And how advanced are you? Are you up there with the speed balls? What
That's
are you
a
doing?
Funny question, because I pride myself in not training. I actually don't train. And there's a few reasons why. There's plenty of reasons why people do ride. For me, it's because I can. There's over 2 million people in the world living with MS. Some of them are seriously disabled. And they wish they could ride, and they can't, but I can. So although I'm not an avid cyclist, it's not something I necessarily enjoy doing. I do ride every year, and I will continue to ride because I can ride.
It's funny. We were training for it, and I couldn't do it this year. But the one thing everybody told us was you better go someplace where you can ride in the hills.
Hmm.
Is that good advice?
It's tough, especially on that second day in Austin, because you think you made it so far, and you did. You know, first day is 80 miles or 100 miles, depending on your route. And then your legs are sore and you hit those hills and you think when you get to the top, you're going to cruise down a nice downhill. But then there's another uphill and you keep going. But you just push through. And what really motivates me is certain riders that ride with MS. They have jerseys that say, "I ride with MS." And when I'm struggling, my goal is just to not stop. And then I see someone living with MS blow by me. So I say, okay, I'm going to keep pushing and I'm going to keep doing it.
Phil Luongo, our guest here on the Blitz. And the one thing, cool thing about this is people can help even if they can't ride.
Right.
There's ways to donate money. There's ways to be a part of it.
Right. So perfect example is my fiance. She supports me in all my rides. She's there. She volunteers. There's thousands of volunteers. And I really suggest everyone go and see it for themselves, even if they're not riding, just to be a part of it. It's such a huge event, and it's impressive. The amount of riders there, the amount of support, and just the overall awareness and camaraderie with everyone there.
And just people along the route rooting for you, that's got to motivate you a little bit too.
Yeah, I get pumped up, especially going through some of those small towns leading into Austin. People are out there partying, cheering you on. It's something I'm really happy to be a part of.
Well, that's Phil Luongo. He'll be riding this weekend in the BPMS 150, which is a terrific event. And how can people donate? If they want to donate right now and they're listening and say, "Hey, man, I just want to put some money into this."
Yeah, so all the support's online through there's links on BP.com. There's links on the National MS Society website. There's individual fundraising pages. What a lot of teams do, especially BP, has been great with this, is matching donations. So I suggest everyone who does donate to reach out to your employer to go out and get that match, because we're just doubling money and even tripling at this point with some companies.
All right. Well, Phil, appreciate the time, and have a great ride this weekend. And it's a great thing that BP does, and glad to see you being a part of it, man.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. There you go. I want to just clarify something. I probably would take Darnold first of all those quarterbacks, but I'm not convinced he's going to be any good.
I'm not either.
But
I'm just saying if they're in, it's pretty, what I was talking about is the Bills are obviously going to try to take a quarterback.
Yeah.
And if they're going to take one, he's my favorite of the bunch.
Yeah. See, the only thing I know is I don't like Allen. Rosen, I'm scared of, but I like his talent.
Dude, I think Josh Rosen's probably the best. Like if you were just building a robot quarterback, he's the best of the five. But I think
he's got some head issues.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of what J.P. Lossman had, the ego, and like he thinks he's better than everybody, and he's just going to end up being a bad teammate. I don't know. I like Sam Darnold's total package the most, and I'm with you. I'm not convinced that any of these guys is great. I'm not convinced. If I would hate to be in a position where I had to take a quarterback in the top five this year. But yeah, there's a lot of teams that are in that position.
Well, and the reality is, I think that in all, none of these guys to me should go before the 15th pick. But it's quarterback, so they're all going to go much higher. And I think mid-round, Lamar Jackson as a gamble is not a bad idea. I'd almost rather do that than first overall Sam Darnold. I think the success rate for either one is going to be questionable. Especially in Cleveland, if Darnold winds up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's – if you go back before last year, it was no doubt about the guy. But
– I got to be honest, though. You know,
You know how often there's actually a quarterback that I'm like, oh, this is a guy. This is a franchise quarterback. I feel like the last two guys that I've really felt confident were guys that I would want on my team. And we're going back a little ways here.
Going way back.
Mariota. I was like, I would take that guy. And I the jury's still out on whether or not he's worth a game. I don't know.
The one positive is I think they're going to adjust their offense to him this year, and I think we'll see what he is. I like him a lot. I liked him more than Winston.
And the second guy I'm going to name, now this goes all the way back to Andrew Luck. Like Andrew Luck, I was like convinced this guy he's the next John Elway. Since Andrew Luck, the only two guys, Mariota and Derek Carr.
Yeah, you were pretty high on Derek Carr all along. So
I liked AJ McCarron, but I didn't like AJ McCarron as like a a top 10 franchise type quarterback.
You were kind of the same way on him as you were with Derek Carr, and that if this guy goes in the second or third round, somebody's going to get themselves a pretty good
start. It's absurd value. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I think Mariota I was higher on. I was high on Bridgewater, who before he died. Before he died, he would have been fine. I will say this. I was higher on Watson, but for some of the same reasons that you're high on Darnold. If I just draw a line through Darnold's senior year, and go back to what because the year before I thought Watson was going to be a top two or three pick.
Yep.
And then he threw a lot of picks his senior year. He wasn't as good. And then he showed up in the championship game, but he wasn't the same quarterback he was the year before. Not visually and not statistically, but they won. So if you just kind of draw a line, and he wasn't bad, don't get me wrong. He was still pretty damn good. He just threw too many picks. And guess what? Darnold did. He threw too many picks. Got off to a bad start with the interceptions and kind of went on all year. So if you draw a line through that year.
Well, and really, half of the year.
He was better
over the second half. The second half.
Yeah, the total numbers at the end don't look good.
Right.
But yeah, so that would be my case for him.
Now, it's not to say that, there's been quarterbacks, since Andrew Luck that year. What year was that, 2013?
Yeah.
There's obviously been quarterbacks selected since then who have proven it.
Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback. Yeah, it looks like he's going to be fantastic, but there were doubts about him. Jared Goff, there was doubts about, and I still have doubts about him. I have fewer doubts about Wentz.
I did too. And as good as those guys are, though, I wouldn't have wanted to take him with the first two picks.
Worked out, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you just won a Super Bowl, whether you're not there without him. I mean,
I agree.
And
Goff looks like he's the right thing. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like I'm saying that I'm some sort of whisperer, but I'm it's hard to get me to really buy into a quarterback going to the next level. Like I said, there's been two guys, really three, if you want to count McCarron, that I've been excited about, and all three of them, I don't know if they're great quarterbacks or not yet. Derek Carr had a great year.
I think he was hurt all last year. And Mariota, we don't know
yet. Mariota's shown some promise, but we don't know.
I think he's going to be fine. I think Carr's going to be fine. And I think McCarron's going to play really well for the Bills this year.
But if I were a GM who told the Eagles, hey, absolutely do not trade up and get Carson Wentz, I just don't think he's worth it, I'd feel like an idiot right now.
Yeah, although if Carson Wentz had wound up in Cleveland, he wouldn't be Carson Wentz.
That's probably true.
He wound up in a good situation with a really good coach. And, that's why I go back to let me see where they go before I predict how they are. And yeah, if you're a GM, you also kind of have to know what you have. And so, I think you can draft a Patrick Mahomes if you've got Andy Reid there and Alex Smith. You can gamble with that. And the Texans, I think they had to go get a quarterback, and we'll see if that works. I think it will, but you don't know.
But this is another year where I wouldn't love to use a top five pick on any of these guys, but if I had to use one, I would use it on Sam Darnold.
And the irony is almost every one of these teams in the top five need a quarterback. That's why they're there, with the exception of, I don't know if the Giants need one or not.
They're going to need one.
Yeah, the Colts are the only one in that group that you can say, they shouldn't draft a quarterback, but
yeah, they're the first pick where it's like it's a surefire thing they won't take one. So that means Cleveland, Giants, Jets, Cleveland again, and if somebody trades up, it'll probably be someone who needs a quarterback, and Denver.
Yeah.
You can make a case for any of those teams drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, if there's somebody there they like, why would they not take one? You know, you're not sold on Case Keenum. You're not sold on Paxton Lynch.
Yep. And then there's that next 11-12, Miami, Buffalo, 15, Arizona.
Arizona will definitely take a quarterback.
I mean, there's a lot. Bruce Arians said
they should take Lamar Jackson and not look back. But that's where he should go is 15. I mean, he shouldn't be 5 or 6. That's the thing.
But will Lamar Jackson even get to
probably not.
Yeah. Cuz Buffalo and Miami are at 11 and 12. If the other four guys are gone, you think they're just going to go, "Well,
yeah, Miami's the one. Year. Miami's the one I don't know about." I mean, I don't know if they're like if Baker Mayfield were to slip there, I think they'd take him.
Well, I think Miami and Buffalo are both in similar situations. Although Buffalo's got a little more upside in their situation because you haven't seen the flaws of AJ McCarron yet, but the Dolphins brass can't reasonably think that Ryan Tannehill's a Super Bowl quarterback. Like, there's no way they can look at him and go, you know what, this guy can get us there. Can you imagine them thinking that?
I think they sure paid him like he might be able to do that.
Well. I don't get it. They can get out of that thing after this year.
I'm not sold on him, but you know.
And then there's other teams. Like, would it shock you if teams like Pittsburgh and New England look for quarterbacks of the future?
No. Well, that's the thing. I think any one of these guys that we're talking about that doesn't go there.
New Orleans, another team that could be looking ahead.
Absolutely. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
All right, I'm going to tell you again about Republic Harley-Davidson. They want you to know about that big tent sale that they're going to have going on. The gigantic pre-owned Harley-Davidson tent sale, over 100 motorcycles, going to be marked to sell at wholesale prices. They're going to have an on-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores, even your credit score. Yes, you, who's listening to me right now with a really bad credit score, you could still get a Harley. This Wednesday through Saturday, only at Republic Harley-Davidson. They are the best in Houston, in my opinion. If you haven't been out to see the showroom, I recommend you get out there. They've got a fantastic inventory, about 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color, and outside they've got a ton of pre-owns. And right now when you buy a new Softail at Republic, you get a helmet, jacket, and boots thrown in. If you need new tires, get a full set installed while you wait for just $329 after a $70 rebate. And the customer satisfaction scores are in. Republic is above the national, regional, and local average and number one in the market. The staff is off the charts, professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and they're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams, guys. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm letting go, cause I can't take this anymore. Since you broke my heart in two. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com. Lots of good stuff on there, as always. And I'm working on something different for next week's column. So I'm giving you a heads up now. It's going to be very good. It's a little more in-depth than usual.
Feature nudity.
I will not feature nudity because that would be me, and no one wants to see me nude. Not even my wife. So
there's some people out there.
No, trust me, there's not a single person in the world that's looking at me and saying, I got to see some of that. Not a single one.
Okay.
All right.
Selling yourself a little short?
No, it's not a short thing, but just being honest.
All right.
But yeah, there's some good stuff on there. Charlie Polillo's on there doing a video. Hey, seven and a half shoes, man. No, there's a Charlie Polillo video on there, and there's... Joel Blank on the Rockets, and there's me on the NFL draft. So a lot of good stuff. Astros recap, a little motorsports, a little bit of everything. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this guy is either like the ultimate badass or a complete dumb who needs to change jobs. I'll let you decide. Dylan McWilliams is 20 years old. Over the last 4 years, he's been involved in three incidents. Most recently, he was attacked by a shark.
That's not good.
He's also been attacked by a bear.
That's not good either.
And he's also been attacked by a snake. I think the only thing missing is alligator, right?
Animals hate that guy.
Yeah, well, and he survived all three, so there's that. But on Thursday, he was bodyboarding in Hawaii when he was bitten by a shark. A tiger shark, believed to be as big as 8 feet.
Oh, boy.
Took a chomp out of his leg. Said, I didn't know if I lost half my leg or what. The scariest part was swimming back. He was able to swim 100 feet back to shore, but he left a trail of blood and was worried more sharks would come after him. That's fair. He made it to the beach, and the bite wasn't too severe. He was patched up with 7 stitches. But he is a survival training instructor.
Hey, here's tip number one about surviving. Don't get bit by sharks.
He's from Grand Junction, Colorado. He was attacked by a 300-pound bear last July while he was camping in Colorado.
I think of all the animals, that's my least I would want to fight, a bear.
Yeah, I can get away from a snake. I could probably avoid a shark just by not going in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
A bear, not much I can do there. But he said the bear grabbed the back of my head and started pulling me, and I was fighting back as best as I could. It dropped me and stomped on me a little bit, and I was able to get back to the group, and they scared it away.
Well, that's the thing about, like, a shark has one weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a mouth full of sharp teeth. You know what bears have? A mouth full of sharp teeth. You know what else they have?
Claws.
Claws.
Yep. This took 9 stitches on his scalp.
The bear?
Yeah, the bear.
That's a more, lucky break.
More stitches than the shark, though. And then
I always think of like the Revenant. Like, yeah. That's what happens when you fight a bear.
And then finally, 3.5 years ago, he was bitten by a rattlesnake during a Utah hiking trip.
Ugh.
The bite was not severe, and he only took a small amount of venom. So he's been.
That's why I don't hike.
Yeah, well, but he was ill for several days. My parents are grateful I'm still alive. Honestly, I'm not sure I'm grateful you're alive. You're an animal magnet.
I like that. My parents are grateful. What about you, good sir? Yeah.
Okay, if this guy wants to do something outdoors with me, no.
Yeah, I'm passing. I'm gonna pass on that.
Yeah.
He's kind of like almost a dead man walking.
Yeah, he's going to get there.
Dude, we should invite him down here. And take him someplace with alligators because you know it's going to happen, right?
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is a, you know, some guys are meow magnets. He's a predator magnet. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
And some semi-breaking news. President H.W. Bush hospitalized one day after his wife's funeral.
Mm.
Apparently an infection that has gotten into his bloodstream. They seem to have it under control. Yeah.
So. It's too bad.
Well.
We did it. You know who died over the weekend? Mini-me.
Oh, yeah. Vern Troyer.
So Barbara Bush, Mini-me, they come in threes.
Yeah. I'm surprised he lasted as long because he had some kind of thing wrong with him, right? That's why.
Oh, yeah. And 3 times the legal limit of alcohol prior to his death. Hey. They're saying it might have been a suicide.
Mm.
They don't know. They don't know what's going on with that guy. He's, but apparently, like, there's a thing that happens where little people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They start to realize that they're pigeonholed into only doing little people roles, and that makes them really sad and makes them want to kill themselves.
Ah. See, I kind of feel like I'm pigeonholed into being a disgusting old man. That, it depresses me.
Kind of been put into that. You're put in that box now.
It is, and I kind of feel, you know, I feel shame. Maybe, you know what, this might be my last show. I need to go home and think about this.
Oh, well.
Maybe do 3 times the legal limit of alcohol. And
That's a Monday night for you, sounds like.
Yeah, sounds like it.
All right, guys, it's Gulfgate time, and that means the insane savings never stop at Gulfgate. Don't miss your chance to save all month long during the spring sales event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Gulfgate is your spring savings headquarters Monday through Friday, every Sunday. Right now, you get a new 2018 Ram Lone Star Crew Cab 4x2 for only $29,917. Or how about a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4? You can lease it for just $264 a month for 36 months. Hurry into Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Spring Savings Event going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Ram Lone Star Crew Cab plus tax title and license with approved credit. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 36-month lease with 1724 down with approved credit. See dealer for details. Offers expire
3 2 1. Now listen
to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.